Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. With us on the line is Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
We have primary news in the 21st Congressional District this morning, and Stefanik wins GOP primary is the headline.
Right. She is the former White House staffer, Elise Stefanik, and she was victorious over Matt Doheny in the 21st Congressional District, which is this 12-county congressional district that stretches across northern New York. It includes parts of northern Saratoga County and Fulton County in our coverage area. If she's successful this November, she could become the youngest person in Congress. Unofficial returns last night showed her with a solid lead over Matt Doheny, who was making his third bid for this congressional seat. Doheny conceded at his Watertown headquarters late last night, and Stefanik declared victory soon afterwards. She said she would work very hard to make sure Republicans are united. The race, however, was marked by divisions within the party, and Doheny blamed his defeat on a Washington Political Action Committee that ran attack ads. Stefanik had 59% of the vote, according to unofficial results last night from the State Board of Elections. Stefanik entered the race last winter before the current Congressman Bill Owens, a Democrat, announced he'd be leaving the seat he's held for three terms. Doheny was the Republican candidate who lost to Owens in both 2010 and again in 2012. Doheny entered the race in the spring after the party establishment in most of the district's 12 counties had given its support to Stefanik. That set in place what proved to be a sometimes bitter fight between two political conservatives. Stefanik will go into the general election in November against Democrat Aaron Wolf of Elizabethtown. He's a filmmaker who also has a Working Family Party endorsement. Doheny is still on the ballot. He's got the Independence Party nomination, and there's also a Green Party candidate, Mark Funicello. So we've got a crowded field still there coming November.
Well, we turn to a disturbing story on Above the Fold in the paper today with the headline, Police, Mother and Son Hired Teen to Torch House. What's this about?
Yeah, this is in Schenectady, and police say Sardata Wibidadizi of Schenectady decided to collect insurance on her vacant house on Linden Street in the city of Schenectady by burning it down. This is, of course, just an allegation. What police are saying is she told her 21-year-old son to find someone who would accept money to start the fire. He allegedly hired a 14-year-old who set the fire on May 15th. The police department spokesman Mark McCracken said it was a totally involved structure, flames through the roof, and there was significant damage to the house and a lot of damage to the upper floor and the roof. No firefighters were injured, but the siding on two adjacent houses melted. One of the fire department investigators we talked to yesterday said that in all of his years with the fire department, he'd never before heard of a family paying a minor to torch a house.